With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm being told right now that we have a special guest on the hotline. And he, like you, played for a legendary coach in Mike Ditka, a guy like Jerry Sloan, who was a big-time player in his day before he became a big-time head coach. And the man joining us on the hotline now is the Pro Football Hall of Famer, the Sackmaster himself, the Colonel. Richard Dent joins us on the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Tom, he's one of your best friends.
Yes, I tell you, I have so much. Richard?
I need a Ford, too. Give me a Ford.
Hey, Richard, I got a question for you.
When do we pick up these Fords, man?
When do we pick up the what? The sports?
I said, where do we pick up the Ford? The Ford's truck. Your big sponsor there.
Oh, right. Well, you don't need them. Hey, listen, I think you're doing pretty well for yourself. Hey, Rich, I got to ask you a question, because the other day we had a chance on Bears All Access to interview Lechavius Simmons, a new offensive lineman for the Bears from Tennessee State. One of the most well-spoken young men that I've talked to in quite a while. But how much pressure is it, Richard, for him? Because he's carrying your conference into the NFL this year, but he also talks about he's inspired by guys like Richard Dent, who proved to everybody that they can achieve Super Bowl stardoms. But how much pressure is it on him?
Well, you put pressure on yourself as of, you know, what do you want out of life, and, you know, without the work and effort to do the things you want, you know, that's what it's all about. But, you know, at Tennessee State, you know, in my time there, it's, you know, they really work you hard on the dream. But, you know, when I look at the staff that I had there, every coach there had a master's degree or was working on one. Otherwise, you couldn't coach. So, you know, Tennessee State at that time, to me, you know, really taught young men how to move on in life, you know, how life is going to, you know, put some challenges in front of you, and how you're able to get around them. And yet the work ethic, I mean, we was practicing twice a day. You know, you can have a class after 1 o'clock. You got to be at practice by 2:33. It was a practice, come back, have a little dinner, come back for another hour. You know, that's before this time of, you know, timing athletes. But it was all about winning. It was all about being the best that you can be. Yeah. And you had people there to teach you the game. And you had so many ball players that went into the league. So you know, you can get there, but can you stay there? That's most of the time. Most people, you know, get to stardom. Then once you get there, it's like a habit. Now, you know, how can you make a living there? You know, how can you, you know, embed yourself into such a thing?
You know, I asked him, I said, why were you drafted in the NFL with the only guy out of your conference? And I said, what is the one asset that you're bringing to practice on day one that is the reason you're here? He says, I finish blocks, which I'd like to hear. How long did it take you to transfer your ability to confidence, knowing that you could play at this level?
Well, I don't know if I told you this, but, you know, once when I come in the locker room once, and Mike Singletary used to be on the phone over there in the corner, right? You know, when you come in, a little the little cash the cash machine, the phone right there on the right, or something there. And he, you know, I'm looking at him, you know, he's looking at me, and he asked, like, so what position you play? I said, I play defensive end. He said, man, you're smart. I said, what position you play? He said, linebacker. I said, you look like a fullback, you know. So, but you know, it's, you know, coming in and trying to make something happen, you got to believe in yourself. I just remember I looked at Keith Van Horn. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, you know, I was questioning myself. But then when I put my hand down, my memory came back. So, you know, it's, you always question yourself about anything in life. It's just, you know, once you pray about it and be about it, that's what you have to be.
Talking with the Pro Football Hall of Famer Richard Dent on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, something that you said when you were inducted into Canton sticks with me. You said, quote, after you leave this game, what you want more than anything, what I want more than anything, is respect from my peers. And I bring up that quote, Richard, because I don't know how many people know this, but I found this out from Tom, that you were very close, and still are, with Michael Jordan. You guys bonded during your time here in Chicago. Can you share with us how you and MJ became tight?
Well, I was a young lady I was dating, and Michael was dating his ex-wife at that time. And so we went out on a date, and that's how we kind of met. And at that time, you know, we was hot, things was moving. I was talking to him about Chicago, how, you know, the town, you know, respect his athletes, appreciate his athletes. You look at a guy like Walter Payton, he was like, hey, I'm going to take this town bigger than Walter Payton. You know, he was full of that already as a kid. You know, we both as kids. You know, at 21, 22, talking about, you know, I like this town and what I'm going to do for this town and how are we going to do with this? And I said, well, you know, we're winning. So, you know, you guys need to catch up. You guys need to figure it out. Then he broke his foot, you know, and that happened for a while and came back. And he went to Detroit a couple of times, and I told him first time with Detroit, I said, hey, man, you got to lift some weights, man. You know, and he's like, oh, I don't want no weights. You know, it's gonna mess up my jump shot. I said, dude, you're not going to have a jump shot. The guy's going to beat you to death. So he lost that. Came back second year, did the same old went over there and messed around. They beat him more. After that, he started pumping that iron. And next thing you know, things started happening. That's when everybody started kind of, yeah, pumping iron. Okay, Mike pumping iron, you know, everybody pumping iron. So, you know, I just haven't, you know, seen many guys that, you know, I mean, I've as a friend, such a, you know, great guy, but competitive, you know, if you're not ready to talk, walk the walk, you know, Tom, no, I mean, when we're in the trenches, you know, you piss me off, you know, whatever happened, it's on until it's over, right? Then if you want some more, we'll take it somewhere else with it. But that's just, you know, hate to lose at anything, but all about fun.
So, Rich, you know, I can imagine the two of you guys, young guys, Richard Dent, here he is, the, you know, guy in the best team in Chicago, and people notice you because you're a bigger guy. When did the transfer of recognition start where it started recognizing Michael more than they did Richard Dent when you guys were hanging?
Probably after, well, after he came back after the foot operation. Well, it started happening right when he hit that, when he went off on Bird, you know. That's when the man was like, oh, we got, excuse me, I'm sorry. Oh, we got something, right? When he did that to Bird, they came back, and at that time, I mean, you know, the tickets was like, you know, $55, $45, you know, center court at that time, right? It jumped up to $200 so quick. But I would say his second, third year was, you know, it was a whole, you know, this is something special. This guy was something special. And, you know, and 88 was like, 88, what I would say, you know, the All-Star game, you know, to me was something because I lived in Atlanta and I had a good friend down there with Dominique Wilkins. So I used to hang out with Wilkins. We used to, you know, work out together. And all down in Atlanta at Georgia Tech. And so, you know, both of them were saying they had a dumb king, you know, and in 88 to have it in Chicago, I mean, that was like, that was just boost to another level, you know. So it just went, you know, crazy then. Just have to win some championships then. But he was getting close, but just wasn't there yet.
Yeah, it's great that you had a chance to share some of the memories that a lot of us got to live through the first time over the Last Dance, that 10-part docuseries that ESPN just played.
I didn't see the last part yet, but, you know, I got so busy, I didn't see the last part. But, you know, I Mike always took care of me on tickets, and sometimes when you go to these Hall of Fame things, you go to different benefits, you always, hey, you know, just your friend taking care of you. You know, he's godfather of my kids and all, but... You know, when I went to the Hall of Fame, and it was such a small place, and they boosted the ticket out from $100 to $1,000, and I walk in this place, and, you know, it's some of these old theaters, you know, these chairs, these seats are so tight. I'm like, oh my God, boy, I guess I'm gonna be in a tight spot. And I look, and there's my seat. You know, I got my seat on the corner, you know, a corner row where I can get my legs out. I said, you know, that's my buddy. He hadn't forgot about me. You know, he's always thinking about you, taking care of you. That's small, but, you know, after 20, 30 years, you know, you always, generally 90%, you get a seat like that, you know, it's a person thinks, you know, think about you. And that to me, you know, says a lot.
Hey, Richard, great memories. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing them with us. Appreciate you jumping on board. Richard Dent, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, the Super Bowl XX MVP.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.